Hi mamas, I'm so excited to be back on this journey of motherhood. I'm a mama of two beautiful girls, a three-year-old and a one-year-old, Gianna and Savannah, and I'm back with the relaunch of this podcast, which includes spiritual awakening, motherhood, postpartum depression talk, and guest interviews that will captivate you, motivate you, and let you know that you have a life purpose here. So please stay tuned for every weekly episode at 11:11 a.m. or p.m. Fridays or Wednesdays. You can check out the Instagram at Hello Gorgeous Mama to find out the latest information when the next podcast will be posted. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 14. This episode was an interview with Amanda Soria. I just wanted to say before I go into it and let you hear the interview and the conversation we had about so many different awesome things about conversations with our kids, the climate of the world. I just want to give honor and tribute to earlier this week. My uncle had passed, and while I sound composed right now, it has been an up and down roller coaster. I definitely know that he's going to be part of a larger picture of a journey, and he is the most godliest person I ever met, so I know that he is right where he would want to be in heaven with God. While I have some good days and some bad days so far, I'm looking forward to the good days and seeing the signs that he gives to me. And he's played the song Hallelujah a couple times, so it's very cool to know that he's still around and he's still very present in our lives. And I also, today I planned on launching this podcast at 11:11 on September 11th to pay tribute to all those who had lost their lives on September 11th, 2001. We all remember that day when we came together as an American family of no matter where you came from, whatever religion, whatever race, whatever belief system you have, we came together. And I feel heavy on my heart to have this episode released today, because I feel like it is just perfect, just as the name Perfect As You Are of the book of the author Amanda Soria. So please listen in and leave some comments. Let us know what you would like to hear next. And I hope I keep continuing to give you the best episodes, which gives you the best version of yourself. So stay tuned for now this interview with Hello Gorgeous Mama and my guest Amanda Soria. Hi mamas, I am so excited. Today we have my first guest on the show. We're both a little nervous as this is my first interview with Amanda Soria. She is the author of Perfect As You Are, and she is a strong faith-based woman that has been doing 12 years of event coordinating. And after shortly that she did the 12 years, she had her beautiful babies, Ryan and Aiden, and decided to devote time to staying home with them. And she started to realize that, you know, she wanted to do a lot more that God was directing her towards. So she is about finding herself as a mom, as an individual, and just being able to bring this book to light. That is a strong book, not just for children, but also for many moms out there that can use this as a resource for children with disabilities, as she will tell you her story of how that came to fruition. But also I wanted to share that, you know, she has always been drawn to helping others. Her and her husband have helped with Tim Tebow Disability Prom, and it seems like God has really directed her in a way to help, bring these stories to light. So without further ado, I wanted to bring Amanda on here to kind of share her own story and let me know if there's anything that needs to be corrected of what I said and if I pronounced your name wrong. Hi, Amanda. How are you today?
Hi. Hi, Britt. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm very nervous. This is actually one of my first interviews as well, in regards to my book. So I'm really excited to share it with everybody. My last name, it's like my married name. So I think you said it right. I don't know. People say Soria, Soria, however you'd like. I will answer to whatever. I don't know what else. Sorry.
No, you're good. So why don't you tell us about, I noticed in your book, Perfect As You Are, that in, I don't want to give too much away, but in the last page, you had characters that were not just characters, but real life people that came to fruition in your book. So why don't you tell me about your small group that you were telling me about earlier and how that kind of led you to this book?
Yeah, so it was kind of crazy. I ran into an old friend. After years of seeing her, we had lunch together, and she kind of just brought up that she felt it on her heart that God was telling her to let me know that she thinks I had a story and that I should be writing a book. And I kind of laughed, like, I'm not a writer. I've never written anything in my life. I don't have anything wise to say. So no, I don't think so. I kind of just laughed and just kind of like pushed it off. But it just so happens that that same night, my one of my the girls from my small group reached out to us, and it was kind of late at night. I'm a night owl, so I was up, and she's, you could tell she's in tears. She's just like, my daughter, sorry, back up. She's her name is Esmeralda, and she's legally blind, and she's a single mother. So she was just struggling with different things. And when she reached out, she was just saying, you know what? My daughter was trying to show me a picture, and I couldn't, I was trying to explain to her that I couldn't see it. Keep in mind, her daughter's 4 years old and, doesn't have any idea of what it means to actually be blind. So she was trying to explain it to her daughter, and her daughter was just beyond frustrated. She was saying, "You're not my mom because, you can't see, and you're not my family." And so of course Esmeralda was just beside herself. She's like, "How is my own flesh and blood like denying me and rejecting me because of my disability?" And so she's like reaching out to us, for comfort. And of course, I'm the only one awake at like midnight, right? And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to respond. I have to say something, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm like Googling like different things, how to like explain to kids. I'm trying to find like YouTube videos, and I jump on like Amazon. I'm like looking for books, and I'm not like quite finding anything at all. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like super frustrating. I want to like send her something. So I told her, hey, I'm gonna get back to you in the morning. So first thing in the morning, I pack up my kids. I'm like, we're going to Barnes and Noble, guys. And they're like, okay. So I get in there. I'm like searching everywhere. I can't find a book worth like to save my life. So I'm like, ask an employee, hey, where's like your books about kids with disabilities? And they're like, oh, I think that he even had to ask like the manager. It was like he couldn't even know, right? The child was like, I don't know where these are. So anyways, he finally leads me to an area, and I mean, no joke, there's probably like four or five books in like the whole store for kids.
Wow.
And so I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like looking through, and there was like one about Down syndrome, one about autism, and then like one about being like in a wheelchair. So I'm like, okay, I have nothing to still give to this girl, right? So here I am. I felt like God was like, this is your story, Amanda. Like, this is it. Here you are. Like, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I guess I do have a story. And then I start thinking back, and I'm like, wow, oh my gosh, I'm friends. One of my really good friends has a son with Down syndrome, and oh my gosh, my other friend has a child with, autism, and oh my gosh, my like other the other girl, my small group, her daughter has spina bifida. So I'm starting thinking like, oh my gosh, I have all these people that God is just, intertwined into my life, and I can use this. I can use this as a story. And imagine if I could put all these characters, into a book and help introduce, the world, or, kids to the world of disabilities. My boys, they don't have, any disabilities, but I, of course, being a mom and, somebody that follows God and wants to bring up my kids in, you know, with that, you know, spiritual walk and you know, living for God and just being aware of things that go on in the world, I'm like, this, you know, maybe I could put together a book, you know, to help kids understand and to accept people that are different.
So we're back with Amanda, and I'm going to let her take it from here. But we were talking about the conversations we have with our kids. So, Amanda.
Like that terrible parent that you feel like, oh my gosh, like I've never had this conversation with my kids that, hey, somebody might look different. Somebody might be, you know, walking with a wheelchair or, you know, walking with a cane or, you know, might look different. And then you're like, you know, don't have those conversations with your kids until, not that it's not like too late, but it's kind of in a way, you know, they may have said something that you know, that somebody else could have heard, that person could have heard them whispering, like, why do they look different? Or, mm-hmm. you know, why are they missing an arm? Or who knows what it may be. But then that's when you have the conversation. And my hope and prayer is that this book gets into, you know, everybody's hands where they can have these conversations at a young age where they, you know, it's like normal to them almost, you know, okay, somebody a little bit different, then you know what, hey, like that person is no different than you and I. They still have feelings, they still have, you know, a heart, they still want to have friends, and I can actually be friends with somebody, you know, that has a different disability. So that's kind of where my heart is with this book.
Well, I mean, you touched upon so many different points that, you know, where do I begin? It's just, it's incredible because, you know, I love that you have Aiden and Ryan are not just characters. Those are your son's names. So you use them as part of this messaging as a simple walk in their meeting these different characters that become their friends. You know, they're not just characters, they're real life people. So, mm-hmm. You know, I love that concept. And why don't you tell me a little bit about Aiden Ryan before I go kind of back to some of the concepts that you talked about in this book?
Yeah, so those are my boys, Aiden and Ryan. They're 8 and 9. And these are their friends, you know, in real life. And so the reason why I wanted to use real kids is, you know, first because I wanted to use my kids as an example. Like, you know, I want them to learn from this book as I want every other child and adult to learn from this book. But I felt like if I was going to make up characters, then maybe a child wouldn't you know, it wouldn't be like so real to them where, you know, you turn to the back of this book and you see a real photo of the kids mm-hmm. all playing real life, and you get to meet the characters at the end too. You get a, you know, a little blurb about, you know, how old they are, what they like, some of their interests. And it kind of hits home for kids where they're like, wow, like this isn't just a made up story. Like most children's books are just, you know, made up stories. So this is, it's real. And oh my gosh, I can be friends with Cash because he loves Spider-Man. Oh my gosh, I love Spider-Man too, you know? So it's like, it kind of, you know, the kids can relate and they can see like real faces and, you know, put a real name with a real person. And hey, maybe they'll meet one of these characters one day, you know? So that's kind of where, you know, I wanted to make this book a little bit different where it's actually based on real life people. When these are their real feelings too. So I actually interviewed with the moms and talked to the kids, and these are their feelings. So, you know, it's also important to know that too, that it was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking meeting with some of them and hearing how, you know, the little boy Cash with Down syndrome, he's like, he always says he always turns into like, on the playground, he always has to end up playing like the monster. And it's so sad. It was like broke my heart that it was like, why, you know, gosh, we need to be teaching our kids like to just love and accept and just to accept kids that are just different from us.
What's crazy about this though is that a lot of times our kids are so little, they don't understand that they don't mean to, like you tell the story about the little boy Cash and how he felt at the park and having to be the monster, and those kids probably didn't even understand really what they're doing. So I mean, I think it's just incredible that, you know, you're bringing this book to light and your little ones are part of this story. I mean, 8 and 9 years old too, like that's they're really close in age.
They're really close in age. I don't know, you know, I was one of those crazy moms that was like pregnant by like 8 months after my first one. And obviously, like in the moment, I was like, what was I thinking? This is, I was, why did I do this to myself? It was hard. I'm not going to lie. And they like were so close in age that we went to a new doctor one time too, actually. And it was funny because he's like, oh my gosh, who's oldest? You know, who came out first? And like, even the doctor thought they were twins because they were so close in age. And I'm not going to lie, it felt like I had twins. You know, it was definitely a crazy season in my life. And looking back, obviously I would never change anything, you know, for the world. They are the bestest of friends, and I love the relationship that they have. It's like the sweetest thing. They're always looking out for one of each other, and you know, they have my heart. It's amazing, their relationship. But yeah, so after I left, I used to do events for over 12 years, and I loved it. And I'm not gonna lie, I was actually really good at it. And I missed it. I really did. And after a few years, you know, of just motherhood, just kind of just diving right in, you know, there was a part of me that kind of was just like, man, you know, do I go back? You know, but that would take away my time for my kids. You know, events are every weekend. So then I'm trying to look into my future, like, okay, I'll never have weekends with my kids, and you know, they'll be at school all day, but then I won't see them on the weekends. 'Cause keep in mind, my husband is also works in hotels as well. So it's like both of their parents would be gone. So I felt like, you know what, I have to make a sacrifice here and, you know, kind of just bite the bullet. Let's just, you know, get through, you know, the first couple of years, and then let's kind of see where God leads me after that. And, you know, I kind of fell almost into like a kind of depression for, you know, a couple of years where I was kind of in like a weird funk, you know. It was like, you know, some it was, I had like a weird group of friends. Some were like, you know, younger, so they didn't have kids yet. So like, I wasn't hanging out with those people, you know, my friends, because they're like going out, you know, partying and stuff. And I was not in that. I got married at a young age, so I definitely got, you know, I missed some of that like partying stage and stuff like that. And then, you know, then I also had some of the other friends who have had kids, but then we kind of parented different. So you kind of like, you know, I wouldn't say we like stop being friends, but you know, you don't want to like bring your kids around other kids. I don't know. This sounds terrible.
No.
Guys are
I
probably
mean,
judging.
you're just in different phase of your life. And that's
Definitely.
what I think a lot of times we feel this pressure to like do certain things, but you know, sometimes it's also a level of understanding that I think as fellow moms, we understand that a little bit better versus, you know, we have friends that may not have kids yet and they can understand to a certain extent. But I think until you're in it, then you realize, oh, all the things that I said I wasn't gonna do, I now do. So, like, for example, not putting your kid in front of the TV or like, you know, certain things that you thought you would, well, sometimes you need a couple hours to yourself. So they're gonna watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse or whatever. So, no, I totally get it. There's just different phases of our life. So that's, no, that's awesome. I wanted to go back though. You're telling me about you know, finding yourself and going through a little bit of the feelings of a funk. And I think that a lot of my listeners or people that follow my Instagram, they know by now that I talk openly about my own postpartum depression and anxiety. And that's kind of what this whole podcast is about, in spiritual awakening and finding yourself and finding your purpose. And I think that as moms, we were talking about this too, Amanda, earlier, is that we kind of think that we just have to follow the path of, I guess maybe this sounds terrible. I'm trying to phrase it in the right way. Is that, you know, you feel like, okay, now you have your kids, and of course, your kids are your life, but we kind of forget about ourselves as well. And I think that, you know, you're touching upon finding your own identity. And that's such a powerful statement, is that we have to find our own identity as not just a mom, but as a person again, because we almost kind of lose that a little bit. We think that, you know, our dreams are done and that's it. And of course, our kids are first and we're going to put their dreams first. But we also have to realize that taking care of ourselves is a part of taking care of our kids. So I'm glad that you bring that to light, that finding yourself is just as important. So I feel like, you know, you're telling me this book kind of was part of that, you know, to finding who you are, and that God kind of led you to help, you know, this be this Perfect As You Are book be a resource to a lot of people, not just kids, but to parents as well.
Yeah. So, and I don't know. I mean, if anybody out there kind of just needs encouragement, you know, or just some type of, you know, hope. I mean, I swear I thought like, okay, this is it. I'm just a mom for the rest of my life. And, you know, until my kids grow up, and then I'll figure out who my, you know, who I am. And like I said, I never thought I was going to be a writer. I never thought I would write a book. You know, so this was something unexpected, and I'm so glad I listened to God. I'm so glad, you know, I had friends in my life that encouraged me and pushed me to actually do this. And I found a new passion in life, you know, and whether it be, you know, you guys have a story inside of you or something that, you know, you're just passionate about, it's not too late. Look, I'm like, you know, in my mid 30s. Okay. And I'm like,
and you look great. And you look great.
Oh, no. Yes. You know, but it's like, I found a whole new, like, passion in life. And I never thought, you know, at this age, you know, at this season in life, that I didn't think this was, like, ever in my future. And, you know, I'm so glad that I did it. And it was just taking that first step, and whatever it may be for you, you know, just to take that first step, and you just, like, you never know, like, what can actually come of these things. And now it's like, I'm a part of this. I love writing now. Okay. Like, to the point where I'm in the process of writing like 4 books, and I realized, like, I need to actually just, like, stop and, like, work on one at a time, because I've been writing like these books, you know, like trying to, like, you know, what do I write on this one, this one, this one, or this one? And I'm like, oh, I just need to, like, stay focused and just do one at a time. But it's like this, like, passion that's just, like, flowing out of me now. And it's, like, so neat. And now I'm a part of, like, a whole group of people, like, on Facebook, and I'm meeting different people, different authors, and people, like, that are like-minded to me right now. And it's just so awesome to just kind of get connected with, like, a whole new group of moms and different people in life. So it's just been really just such a interesting experience, and just so unexpected. So, you know, if something comes your way, like, just don't be afraid to just, like, dive in and just see where it takes you, because it might surprise you.
Yeah, that's great, because, you know, that first step that you're talking about, I think a lot of us, especially moms, have so many things on their mind 24/7. I mean, I know that I have trouble going to sleep at night sometimes because I have a million things on my mind. And that first step is so important, because we overthink things too much. Like, we want to do it all as well, I think. And we just, I can't tell you how many, you know, I have a couple books too that I've been working on, but they just are in all editing mode for the last 3 years. So, I mean, I want to bring attention to that. You not only wrote your book, but you self-published your book. How did you, you know, how can you give advice to take that initial first step to get, if someone wants to go the self-publishing route?
Well, I don't know if there's a way to, like, get my information out there. I'd be more than happy to, like, help anybody, like, take those first steps. I took a course called Bookworthy, where you kind of just, like, learn from start to finish of how to get your ideas onto the page, and then kind of just, you know, put them into an outline. Then there was a whole course that I took on it, and it was great. And it was like a group of people that were also doing it. So I met with like four or five other ladies like every week. And we all just like held each other accountable to like write, you know, everybody had something different. I think I was like the only one that actually had a children's book. So a lot of them actually were writing, you know, like some were like poetry and some were just like, you know, stories about their lives. And so it's kind of cool to just, you know, meet with other believers too, to just get our stories out there into the world. So yeah, if anybody, you know, is looking to do that, maybe get in contact with Britt and she can, you know, connect you with me. And I would love to, you know, help you in any way that I can.
Yes. Sure. And I'll definitely have you at the end of this podcast for all of our listeners to share, you know, where they can find you and all your Instagram or Facebook and all those connections. But I want to leave that to the end just so that way they can be able to get that right clear and be able to do those things. Because, you know, a lot of times I think it's fear that we don't want to move forward. You know, we think that like we think all the what ifs and all if this can go wrong or what if this happens. And I think that self-publishing is really, you know, a brave step as well, because, you know, you're kind of going into a realm that you weren't familiar with until now. Like this was your first book. So it's awesome. And I want to congratulate you, you know, on this first book and this first step, because I think it's powerful for moms to know that, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in your journey, just to get started is what matters, you know, just to start and to have faith that you can do it, you know. So thank you for that. I am so you know, as I was reading Perfect As You Are, I liked that you used Aiden and Ryan as the characters in your book, because they're kind of just going on this journey, on this walk, and they're meeting these new friends. So during the climate, I feel like I have to bring up with everything that's going on, we're having all these different conversations with our children right now, and you know, coronavirus, and making sure that we are inclusive of everybody with the injustices that are going on in the world. So I know that you on your page you have your inclusive of everybody, so I like that you include different people, different kids that are going through different disabilities, but you bring light to that. Everybody is beautiful. And can you speak a little bit more to the kind of conversations that maybe you have with your children about everything that's kind of going on in the world right now?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like to, I love that my boys actually like quote my book still. It's so funny that, you know, we're out and there's, you know, if you haven't read my book, there's a quote, or I don't know, how would you want it? What would you say that's a quote? I don't know, like a little, like a message, like a little phrase that is repeated throughout the entire book. And I purposely did that. So this way it's kind of like embedded in your head, you know, so kids can remember it and, you know, they love repetition. So like, again, it's repeated throughout the book. And I feel like I'm always constantly like referring back to that, you know, if my children, you know, see something in the news, you know, it's always going back to, you know what, like God created us all different. And, you know, he created us in his image. And, you know, you have to love others just as they are, and that God created them perfect as, you know, as they are. And basically the phrase is, God created you from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, and he loves you more than you will ever know. Mm-hmm. You were made with a purpose, and in his eyes, you are flawless. And just as he made each and every star, he made you perfect as you are. So I use that phrase a lot when, you know, they come across something like somebody that might be different, or and I love that they use it too. Sometimes, you know, they'll be out and, you know, a child might be crying and, you know, whatever it might be. And they are always like, oh, it's because, you know, they're perfect as they are. And like, it always like touches my heart that they like repeat, you know, those words. And, you know, so it makes me feel maybe I'm doing something right, you know, as a parent.
Definitely. I mean, we are the role models for our children. So many things that are going on and so many different pressures in the world that we, I think, sometimes forget that we're talking to other human beings. And, you know, our kids kind of remind us of that. So, like, we're an example always to them. So I try to remind myself, you know, of being respectful to everybody, because sometimes I'll admit when I'm on the road driving, I have a little bit of road rage when people cut me off or something. I'm like, oh my God, why'd you cut me off? You know, but so, but I remind myself, wait, okay, who's watching? Little eyes are watching always. So I want them to learn, you know, okay, like, it's okay, you know, I'll get to my destination when I get to my destination. I don't need to get upset. So I like that you bring that up. So but other than that, I wanted to just know more about I guess what future projects that you are going to be doing, because there's a lot that we're talking about today. I feel like there's so much that we can dive into with, you know, everything that's going on and just teaching our kids to be kind to one another and just using this book as a resource. Cause like you said, there was only like 5 books at Barnes and Noble, which goes to show that, you know, we as parents, I think, have more work to do when it comes to providing those resources for our kids. So what future projects can you kind of talk about a little bit that you have going on for you?
Yeah, so my next book that I've been working on this for a while, and it's actually going to be about bullying. And unfortunately, my son was getting bullied at school, and that's kind of where my heart is right now with just kind of shedding light on it. And it's been tough. I've been like writing it for like a year, mainly because there's just so many points I want to get across.
Right.
And I'm just trying to find the right angle. But yeah, so that's going to be my next book. And then some other, I want to make some type of a difference. You know, if I'm going to put something out there into the world, like I would love for it to be able to, you know, be a lesson or, you know, something that somebody, you know, a child or a parent, somebody's going to be able to take something away from it, you know, and learn from it and live it out. And so that's kind of where I'm at with my books. Another book I'm working on is also, it's a little bit more lighthearted, but it's just to cherish the time that we have with our kids. Like they're literally like, it's a blink of an eye and they're already, you know, 8 and 9 for me. And it's heartbreaking, but you know, we need to learn to put down our phones, you know, turn off the TVs, have conversations with our kids and start just like being there and being present. And that's another one that it's, you know, really heavy on my heart to make sure to get that message out, because trust me, I find myself, you know, scrolling through Instagram and Facebook and I'm like, hey kids, you know, go upstairs. You guys can go play, you know, Roblox or whatever on your iPad. And then we all kind of separate. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, the day gets away from us. And it's like, those days are precious with our kids. They're only little for, you know, so long. And I'm only able to hug him and hold him for so long, you know, until they're like going to be out, you know, into this world. And, you know, if I'm letting technology raise my kids, then I'm not doing a good job, you know? So I need, trust me, I need it too. I need to like practice what I'm preaching. Trust me. My kids are upstairs right now on their iPads. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here I am like talking about them not being on their iPads. But,
well, yes. I think that, you know, bringing that to light is another thing is that, you know, I was told a lot the other day is that you're doing the best you can. And I think we always are doing the best we can. And I think that when you say that we should not to raise our kids with technology, it doesn't mean that like you're not going to have a couple hours where you need it, because that's going to happen. But, yeah. You know, I mean, you're absolutely right, though, like in a blink of an eye, like, I mean, the I know my oldest is only three, but for me, you know, I look at my youngest and I see her that age too. And I'm just like, where did it happen? And my 3-year-old looks like she's 6 already. So she's pretty tall. And so it's kind of hard for me too, because I'm like, wow, like, you know, time really does fly by. And, you know, especially these weekends, even though like we've been at home, like, I feel like it goes by so fast. And during the week, I work full time, you know, remotely. So it's a challenge with having the girls here and working at the same time. So I do have to, you know, have them busy with things, but I feel bad because they don't understand, you know, that mom has to work. So I try to, you know, work outside with my little tabletop. Although right now it's like 113 degrees, so I can't do that this week. But, you know, I totally understand what you're saying, you know. So it is important to reflect and take those moments in, because one day they're going to be, you know, adults and have their own families. And that is hard when you think about it, because you're like, you know, someone put it in perspective. I think I saw something the other day. It said, you know, you only have 18 summers with your kids. Mm. And when you think of it that way, it's like, oh, wow. Like that's, you know, I mean, that's from the time they're born, you know, now we have to minus some of those summers. But I mean, I'm really close to my parents still, but you know, you do have your own families and have your own things going on. So it is important to take that time. And I might be going on a tangent myself here, but I mean, I feel like the, you know, if anything can come to light from the whole coronavirus, I think it's really that it has given us time to pause and reflect and spend time with our families and just be in those moments with them. Because I don't think I've seen as many kids outside with their parents as I have in these last 5 or 6 months. It's just, I see more parents playing outside and doing more things because, you know, now they're home more. And a lot of us are tired of this lockdown, I understand. But at the same time, like, I think that, you know, we have to look at, you know, the positive of it. And the positive would be that we get to spend more time with our kids right now. So, because one day that same opportunity might not be there. So that's just my perspective on this whole thing, because I think that, you know, 2020, a lot of people were thinking of it differently, but I think 2020 is still 2020 vision in a way, where Now everybody's kind of seeing their purpose open up, seeing what's really important in their lives.
I agree. No, for sure. I mean, I joke to my husband, but I'm like, man, everybody's talking about how much they hate 2020, but I secretly, I'm like, I love this year. And because obviously I don't love, you know, that, you know, my kids don't get to be with their friends and everything, but my husband works a lot and he was, you know, out of a, you know, he's like furloughed for like 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I've been furloughed as well since March. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, like at first I was like, you know, pulling out my hair doing, you know, not social distancing, but the virtual learning at the end of last school year. And I'm like, this is like, I can't do this. Like I have a whole new respect for teachers. And, you know, at first I was like, this is the worst thing ever, you know? And then it like, we, you know, turned it around. Like, just like you said, we looked at it as in a positive way. And my boys are like, still like, they start school next week and they're like, this was the best summer ever. Like they will always remember this as probably the best summer because dad was home and we got to go like hiking every morning and we got to like just do like real good, you know, quality family time. And I'm telling you, like it was a blessing in disguise for us, you know, to be honest. I mean,
100%. Yeah, that's what I think too. And it, you know, I my thoughts and prayers deeply, deeply go out to, you know, those that have lost loved ones, because I know that this is such a difficult time to even, I mean, I've lost a couple loved ones, not due to coronavirus, but in the last couple years that have been hard for me to grasp and to move on with. But I also learned from their passing of things that I needed to be called to. It almost motivated me more to do certain things in their name, you know, in to give honor to them. So, and I know right now it's fresh and raw, so it might not be the timing for you if you have gone through something like that, but I have so much respect for our first responders and our essential workers and our teachers and, you know, those who have lost loved ones. And I feel like there is still something that you're learning from this, you know, so we are all learning something new, and it's gonna bring to light so much positivity in the end. It might not feel like it right now, but I definitely believe that God still has a purpose for everybody on this earth, and we're going to be led to that. So I just wanted to add that in there that, you know, yourself and I are not, we see the light, but we know that for many right now, it's not probably that bright right now, and we pray for those that can help to find that light. So I just wanted to mention that. But so I think that we talked about so many things that are eye-opening for us, as well as helping our children just be able to navigate everything that's going on, and they're kind of helping us as well. But I, you know, is there anything else that you feel that you need to share with listeners that you really feel heavy on your heart to share?
You know, there is. Okay. So I read something probably just a couple of days ago, and I saved it in my phone because it was like, it kind of just hit home, and I felt maybe, you know, it can help somebody out there. And it sounds so silly because it's like a picture, and it says like, and it has like French fries and tater tots. And it's okay. So it basically says, if you can do all this with a potato, think of all God can do to like do with you. So it sounds silly, but right. Think about everything you can make out of a potato, right? Like hash browns and mashed potatoes, whatever. Like just think of all the different ways you can, you know, do something with potato, but like, would God not like have more plans for you than a potato, right? So it's kind of like, you know, maybe you like, if that's something, you know, that's gonna help you like realize like, gosh, like maybe, you know, maybe event planning isn't for me anymore, and hey, maybe like, you know, this book thing doesn't work out, but there's so much more, like God has like so many plans for you.
Absolutely. And
it the possibilities are endless. They really are. And if you just, you know, stay, you know, firm in your faith and, you know, like seek out new, you know, possibilities in life and actually just take that first step, like you can do anything, really. You really can. And it's kind of exciting, you know, to realize that, gosh, like I can really do anything with my life. And yeah, that's kind of just like kind of what I wanted to leave you with is, you're more than a potato.
I love that. I love that. That's absolutely, I mean, you're right. It's a lighthearted way of saying, you know, like we have so many talents, don't waste them. You can do so much God has given you. I think I saw a quote one time. It said something along the lines of, you know, when I take my last breath, I want to say that I used everything that God gave me, you know, all my talents. And so I love that you are more than a potato. So that's awesome, Amanda. I want to just leave now, like with the listeners, because I think that this is such a good note, to leave on such a good note. So I want you to let listeners know where they can find you.
Okay. Yeah. So I have an Instagram page. It's Perfect As You Are _book. You can find me there, or you can also shoot me an email. My email is perfectasyouare book@gmail.com. You guys can reach out at any time. Like if there's anything that, you know, if you have questions about the book, if you have questions about maybe, you know, you're wanting to write your own book and kind of want to find out some first steps. Or you just need some encouragement. Maybe you've been in that funk and you just need prayer. You guys can always reach out to me. I'm always available and I would love to speak with you.
Awesome. I'm so happy that we have met, Amanda. Let me tell you guys, we have tried to connect so many different times, mostly because I told Amanda, you know, I'm working on this time management thing with motherhood intertwined. So I want you to go ahead and look her up on Perfect As You Are on Instagram and the email that she just provided. And stay tuned because every Friday we will be having a new episode. So I'm excited for my relaunch and I am committed to redoing this podcast to keep it ongoing. So thank you so much, Amanda. And I hope that we can hear more from you and see more from you because, this book is just an awesome read. So, and you can find it on Amazon, correct?
Yes, on Amazon. Yes.
Okay. And they can also download it as an ebook as well if they have a Kindle.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. Well, sounds good. And I hope you have a good stay out of the heat. And like I said, we will be hearing from you soon when you have your next book out.
Oh, thanks, Britt. Thank you guys so much for having me. It was really fun to be on here today.
Okay. Bye. Take care.
Bye. You too.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to leave me a rating and let me know of any feedback of what you would like to hear in future podcasts. I know I'm coming back from a long break, so I'm excited to bring some new topics to you and to show what this mama has to give back with some self-love, self-improvement, and just talking everything mompreneurship as well as mom life and postpartum and as well as spiritual awakening. So stay tuned. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. And this is Hello, Hello, Gorgeous Mama.